Welcome to the December issue of BBRO Bcast. I'm Francesca Broom, your host and Knowledge Exchange Manager for BBRO. Harvest is progressing well with very few infield issues seen in November. Although with fluctuations in air and ground temperatures, we do urge all growers to monitor clamps closely. Avoid excessive green matter and salt air, and don't pile the beet too high. Aim to keep a good airflow around the clamp to avoid hot spots. But also, at this time of the year, watch out for any prolonged cold spells too. Now, making the right infield decisions for any crop is not easy. And most of us will rely on past experiences, shared knowledge, industry experts, and maybe even Google for info. And hopefully, a lot of you are relying on BBRO to be your voice of reason. But what else is out there that could help improve your knowledge and also give you an opportunity to share the current pressures on the farm? Well, many of you listening would have completed a diploma or apprenticeship in ag, and it's great to see that Bishop Burton are working with British Sugar to create a bespoke sugar beet element to their programme. But when the work is pressured and time is tight, where do you look for that all-important support? One option would be to undertake a short course, such as our recent Advanced Basis Sugar Beet course. I asked Mark Stevens about the purpose and future of BBRO training. Mark, great to grab you for just sort of 10 minutes of your time. I know you're very busy as our new interim head of BBRO. It's great to have you here to discuss the Advanced Basis course that we've just completed. And as the podcast this month is all about training, I thought, first of all, can you just give me a bit of an overview? Why do you think it's important for BBRO to do some training on sugar beet?
Thank you, Chez. It's always busy in the BBRO. That's why it's exciting. But it also sort of comes to the wider remit of why we're here. And one of the things I'm really quite passionate about is making sure we look after and train the people of the future. Sugar beet is a very specialist crop to many. And I see it with the team of experts that we have within BBRO and collaborations elsewhere. It's a golden opportunity to make sure that we are multiplying that message with the latest findings and research, but also the basics. You know, when you think about pests and diseases and the physiology and the varieties that we're going to grow in the future, to make sure that the people who are going out on farm or discussing it internally within their businesses have the right information, or if they need information of the future, they then have the right people to talk to. Because I also see, you know, with 15 people on the course, they become a cohort of individuals who build relationships across different businesses, but they also build a relationship with the BBRO team. And that's the beauty of having 5 days, 2 days at Peterborough, British Sugar, talking physiology and variety, then 2 days in Norwich with the BBRO team, the crop protection team, and then a day out in the field and at the factory. And they got that opportunity and relationship. And this year, I actually started the meeting at Peterborough to give an introduction. And you can see people were starting to talk to each other. But 10 days later, when they were all in Norwich, you could already see how much stronger the group had become. They were not frightened of challenging us, asking each other questions and getting in the lab and actually starting to build those relationships, which I think are really powerful for the future.
And what I found really interesting, because I managed to sneak in the back and listen to some of them, was the diverse range of all of the topics. And I think that came as quite a surprise to some of the participants, because there was a few there that I think had been involved in sugar beet for a while and probably thought they were just having a little bit of a refresher. And the majority were coming out saying, I didn't realise there was so much to the crop and so much more to take on and learn.
And that's the power of the course, because we have an opportunity to showcase all those things. And, you know, people's interaction with BBRO tends to be bulletin or beet review, or hopefully they come along to the beet field events or the winter conference, but often then we're only showcasing or highlighting specific areas of importance or where we've got a latest piece of information. But there is just so much to the sugar beet crop, from soil preparation, seed variety source choice, you know, all the plant protection products, right through the growing and the agronomy and the physiology. So ultimately, harvest and storage and getting it into the factory intact so people make money on the back of it.
And as you mentioned, we had quite a bit of support from externals as well. So we had Roger Bradbury join us from Bayer. We had Kate Smith from ADAS, who was covering cover crops. And obviously some help from some of the British Sugar and then a few sugar team. So it really was an industry-wide event, wasn't it?
I like to think the BBR are good and we've got a great team of experts in-house, but I would also argue that we have a hybrid organisation as well. And where appropriate, particularly for a basis course, you pull in experts who can add a bit extra or complement the stories that we've been telling, to then make sure that the delegates get that really wide breadth of information that's fully up to date, so they can then go away and think, that's been helpful, and then hopefully then multiply it when they're doing their exams and oral examinations to hopefully then pass the advanced sugar beet course.
And although we've been involved with advanced sugar beet course in the past, this is actually a first for us because it's the first time we actually led the course, and we've become a basis trainer in our own right in order to do that. But that's not the only type of training we've got planned, is it? Because we are looking at developing something for those that are new to the industry.
You've got to appreciate within the industry there's always going to be newcomers, there's going to be people coming into the industry that have come from different backgrounds. So sugar beet may not have been on their radar, but they bring in their own wealth of experience from elsewhere.
So our plan is to have an online teaching resource that will just be some short, snappy presentations on the sort of the basics of growing sugar beet, which hopefully there'll be something for the operators and for farmers, growers to take on board, and as a start for any new agronomists coming into the industry. And hopefully that will be launched later on in 2025.
Yeah, and it's a great resource that we'll develop and hopefully we'll see lots of new faces coming into that who ultimately then end up doing the advanced basis course of the future.
Yeah, and that's our plan. And obviously there's quite a lot of other training going on around in the industry, so we'll perhaps take a little look at what some of the others are doing.
Yeah, and it's always important to make sure we horizon scan and see what else is out there, and if there are things that we need to build into some of our courses, then we'll do that as well.
Yeah, so thank you very much for your time,
Mark. Not at all, Jez, and happy Christmas to everyone.
On leaving Mark, I spied two of the advanced basis participants hanging around in a rather noisy cafeteria, so I took the chance to just twist their arm for a few words. So we meet up with Matt Keane of BASF and Tom Ollivant from Hutchinson's. And I just thought I'd catch your attention for a few moments and just see how you're getting on with. First of all, Matt, is this your first basis course?
It's not. It's my second, third or fourth. I'm not sure. I lose count. But what I can say is it's the most informative. I think it's been really good. I've been in the industry a long time and you kind of think you know enough about sugar beet. It appears that's not the case, and what we've learned over the past few days has really opened my eyes of what I don't know and what expertise is out there to help me look at different things in a different way in the sugar beet crop.
Well, that's great to hear, and I must admit, yeah, we do feed you quite well as well, don't we? So whether that has any influence over the way you've been feeling?
That's been a big influence. It's been very nice. We've been very well looked after, thank you.
Well, we have got some really good speakers here and some experts, obviously, in their own field, in BBRO and externals. So, Tom, is there a particular area that you've enjoyed most?
I think it's the chance to meet and interact with others in the industry, but also within BBRO, who we don't necessarily get to see and speak to so often. So it's that interaction is been really valuable.
Yeah, and is this your first advanced course?
This is my first advanced course. So yeah, like Matt said, it's been very informative and really enjoying it.
And what's been your involvement in sugar beet in the past?
So I'm an agronomist and looking after sort of sugar beet crops across Lincolnshire.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think you'll take from this to go back?
It's more, I guess, the attention to detail and sort of speak about new technologies coming through and just general knowledge as well. Obviously, there's more pressure on the industry, so understanding more about the sugar beet crop and how things work, it's going to be really beneficial going forward.
And I'm really pleased that you said attention to detail, because next year our focus for the whole of BBRU is going to be detail delivers, and that's where we're going to really be pushing things. So yeah, spot on, and hopefully we'll be able to support more than just those that have been taking part in the Advanced Sugar Beet course. So thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Advice and training are critical components in ensuring the growth and sustainability of the agricultural sector. But as mentioned, there is much more to be gained. I'm sure that many of you have been to college, university, or maybe a member of your local young farmers club, and you'll understand how important it is to have that support network. If you don't know what is available in your area, I would recommend making contact with your local agricultural association. I caught up with Francis Robeson, Food, Farming and Discovery Trust Manager based at the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, to find out more about some of the things they have to offer. So Francis, it's great to see you in your role as the Food Farming Discovery Trust manager.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I've known you for quite a few years through your time in Young Farmers and being the county chairman. But it's great to see you here at the RNAA. But can you just tell me a little bit about the Food Farming Trust?
Yes, the Food and Farming Discovery Trust was set up in 2016 by a number of individuals and organisations that felt we needed to have more of a farming education presence in Norfolk. So we are integrated but separate from the RNAA, which means we're a separate charity, but we work very closely to deliver the RNAA's educational objectives.
I know that you've just recently had a very successful conference. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so we had our very first food security conference on Wednesday 20th of November, which was kindly funded by the Clan Trust. So that was a free event for sixth form and college students in Norfolk, and we had just under 150 sign up to attend. Talks ranging from controlled environment agriculture, land use management, water management, soil health, the role of sustainable livestock in an agricultural system, and a few other subject topics. So that was really, really interesting. We're just in the process of gathering feedback at the moment, but on all accounts, it looks like the teachers that brought students are very happy, the speakers were very happy, and the students learned quite a bit as well. So that was a really, really good event that we're pleased went well, and hopefully we'll be able to run it again in the future.
So as sixth form students, how aware were they of their own food security in Norfolk and in the UK?
So the students that aren't from agricultural backgrounds or aren't studying agriculture, they didn't know a huge amount where their food comes from. They don't necessarily understand the challenges that farming and agriculture faces in the UK, but they are all concerned about their food security. People certainly, they don't know it, but they have the solutions. Mm. And as long as we work together in a productive manner, we'll find a way around things.
Well, we certainly see a lot of really positive youngsters entering the farming arena, and particularly with us with sugar beet. But your job role is quite diverse, and you actually start from the age of five upwards?
Reception and infants. So when we organise the educational activities for the Royal Norfolk Show, I handle all of the bookings for school students and home educated students who can all attend for free.
And the topics of that, I mean, I know this year we've sugar beet, so we were very pleased to be involved with that.
I'm so glad
you
remember.
Yeah, not one I'm going to forget. But you try and pick a different topic each year?
Yeah, we do. So last year in 23, it was Norfolk fruit and veg. So that gave them quite a bit of flexibility to cover a large scope of different items. And then the year before that was potatoes. So for 2025, we are doing malting barley. Obviously, Norfolk and East Anglia is the breadbasket of the UK, and we produce some of the best quality malting barley in the world, really. So we are focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
So for 2026, it will be things like mustard and mint. Obviously, we've got Conventum up the road, and we've got some herb processors down the road in Suffolk as well. So we're hoping to tie in with those and look at alternative cropping and other things that you don't necessarily see quite as often, but that will be a really interesting one to cover off as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned Suffolk, and obviously BBO, we attended the Suffolk show as well, and we try and get around to various bits and pieces. So your role, is there something sort of similar in most of the agricultural associations?
I believe most of the associations have someone in-house, whereas I'm obviously a separate organisation. Most agricultural associations have their own schools programme, but we're all very different in what we do and how we do it. So Suffolk have two lovely ladies working down there delivering their schools programme, and Lincolnshire have a very strong schools programme as well.
Yeah. We have that, and it's great to know that right across the UK there are little pockets of people, you know, like yourself, that are going out and promoting agriculture. I'm just chatting to you, we've been talking a little bit about the Yield project and Nuffield, and again these type of things are happening throughout the whole of the UK. But do you want to just tell us, I believe there was a Yield meeting last night, do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. A really good group, they meet a few times throughout the year, and my colleague Holly Whitaker organises those trips and visits. Last night we had a panel discussion at the forum about the power in the food supply chain and where the power lies and how we can potentially transform the food supply chain and what that looks like going forwards. Obviously, it's a key time in UK agriculture with everything that's going on, especially surrounding the most recent budget announcements, which has the potential to sort of transform how we produce food in the UK going forward. So it's really interesting that we have these opportunities to get together and have these discussions. So if anyone wants to be a part of the Yield Network, you just need to contact my colleague Holly Whitaker, and her details are on the RNAA website.
Yeah, thank you for that, because there's a lot of particularly youngsters or those that are in the early start of their career in agriculture that are feeling quite isolated.
Yes.
And I think just making sure that they're aware that there are these groups out there that are like-minded individuals that can really help, you know, just chew the cud. You know, no one needs to be working alone in this day and age.
No, absolutely.
But you do have to sometimes look, you know, for the places to go.
Yeah.
And one of the other things, so we talked about the Nuffield Scholarship, because that's another thing, again, most of the agricultural associations seem to support. And I know, I believe Norfolk this year have supported somebody that's actually in Essex.
So the Nuffield Scholarships are for those who work within farming and wider food, horticulture, rural and associated industries. So it's for those that are well established in their industry and their career, and they have a passion for what they do. You don't have to have any academic qualifications, but if you do, they ask that you're at least 3 years post that. So it's for those that are aged 25 to 45. So it gives you the opportunity to travel the world. So the Nuffield Scholarships play a really important part in terms of aspiration and innovation and improvement.
And how would people go about applying for those?
So you apply via the Nuffield Farming website. Applications open in January, so they're closed for this year. They'll open January 25.
Lovely. Well, hopefully we'll have a few of our listeners that will perhaps think about doing something on based on sugar beet, and we'll try and encourage a few to take part.
Yeah.
So thank you ever so much for your time, Frances, and good luck with the role. And we will make sure we come and visit the Discovery Zone next year, although
please
it'll be as visitors this time. We won't be quite so involved.
You'll
but
be more than welcome. We'd be delighted to have you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope this podcast provides a little insight into the plethora of events and activities you can get involved in. And of course, we've got the conference season approaching. So do remember Norfolk on Tuesday the 11th of February, Lincolnshire Thursday the 13th, and Suffolk the 29th of Feb. But the most important one for your diaries is the Beet Tech 25 on the 4th of February at the Norfolk Showground and the 11th of February at Newark Showground, where you'll have a chance to meet the BBRO team and hear the very latest info regarding the sugar beet crop. Book via our website, www.bbro.co.uk. And now for January's edition of BeeCast, it will be a little bit different as we'll be joining the BBRO team for a light-hearted debate on all things sugar beet related. And as we'll be recording this on the same day as our work's Christmas party, I can assure you there'll be lots of sweet puns to be heard, all, of course, rooted in good fun. Just leaves me to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you very much for listening.